Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Before dawn, Welcome, welcome, family, to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio Network. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and that was the beautiful spring light, Bridget Ryan, reminding us that there is love. So happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day, or whatever else you want to call it. But make sure that no matter what you call it, you rise. And remember that no matter what you're going through today, the love is the only thing that matters, family. And if you want to find out more about Bridget Bryant, you can find her. I'm going to spell her name for you. B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.com. Or you can also find that sister on Facebook. I love Bridget's music. She sings from more than just her voice. You know, she sings from her heart. And the words, I believe she's writing those words as well as singing them, which makes a perfect dance of the sacred masculine and feminine to create and then bring it out. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. It is spring. I don't care what your temperature is, wherever you are. But when we start playing around with Easter, the sun has finally come out to stay just a little bit longer. And regardless of what tradition you're going with, whether it's Christianity and Jesus rose on the third day, yay. I also like to remember that Mary Magdalene was the one he told, first one he witnessed that. Or if you follow the pagan tradition, you know, whether you want to give it to Ostara or Ishtar, I'm not here to fight which goddess started it, but I am here to say that there's so many juicy stories out there, and we can weave the web. And at the end of the day, the only thing that I know is that all those stories are connected to love. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We are going to be talking about connecting, rebirth, connecting to the new you, giving birth to your divine identity. So welcome home, and thank you for spending your Sunday night with me. You know, we've energetically moved through Holy Week, and that's a intense energies anyway. You know, we had last week was Palm Sunday. We had Passover. Today is Easter. We also had a full moon in Libra. So I'm fully celebrating, you know, and again, you know, it's just important for us just to find the places in the web where we can connect and we can dance, because it's just an amazing time to witness Earth's blooming. So don't miss the sacred time getting caught up in rhetoric. You know, you will miss so much arguing about what came first and was it the egg or why the bunny and all that. I mean, we can have that conversation if you'd like to have it. But first, I want to thank some very special people who helped me show up and do what I need to do. And I'm going to get around to the phone lines and the chat room and say hello to my family. But first, I'd like to thank Life Coach Today, who is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. He'll be the one screening the calls, and he's handling the technical parts of the show for me. Thank you, Life Coach Today. So when you want, we are doing readings tonight. So if you want to get a reading, he'll be the one that you'll be talking to. So make sure you say hi. And I am multitasking, and I do feel like I got a message from the heart quarters. So I'm just going to check that out real quick. Wow, there are numbers I don't recognize. So for all of you listening to me that I don't know your number, hey, welcome. Wow. That is so great. Okay, so I guess I just needed to do that. And then I'm going to go over to the chat room. I see Tamara Joy. Hey, girl. Melly 66 and guest 3772. Welcome. It's nice to have people I know in there. So welcome, welcome. I'm going to get back to the party over here and let you guys know what else is happening on Life Conversations Radio Network. But love is in the air. I love spring, especially after this long winter. So, like I said, if you want to screen, if you want to call reading, please feel free to call 347-426-3346. You'll be talking to Life Coach Today, you know, and I want to tell you about the other shows that you can find on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Our main goal is to shift you from where you are to where you want to be. We have the Ask Life Coach Today radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's where you can find me also during the week. I break down the energy of the day around 1. And Life Coach Today has an amazing ability to help people look at their challenges from new perspectives and get some movement and shifts in their life. So you definitely want to check that out. Then we have the Play Experience with Mbasa Safera on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? That's where you can go to learn how to deeply love yourself with Mbasa Safera. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with the amazing therapist, psychotherapist Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. You get to learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And then you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. This is the place and the space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. You are reclaiming your me power when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. And to stay up with everything that's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of the shows. So that's a little bit of housekeeping for you. But I really want to welcome you to this show tonight. It's like a part two. If you didn't get to hear Courting Your Inner Lover last week, I recommend it. And I recommend it because I have been actually partaking of my own medicine and using the techniques that I talked about in the last week to bring more passion in my life. And I have found myself in the most beautiful of places simply by inviting the energy and by saying a sacred yes to what I most want, what I'm most feeling in that moment. So this is part two. You know, you start courting your inner lover, you get to give birth to your divine identity. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. When you give yourself opportunities to play in the areas you truly love, then guess what happens? More of who you are gets to show up and show out. Yes, court your inner lover and give birth to your divine identity. Become the architect of your life with our special guest number 4 on this episode of the Celestial Show. But before we get started into the number games, I want to share something with you that I found on dailyword.com. It's a meditation to get us through an affirmation called Rise Up. I rise up and live again. And it's just so synchronistically in alignment with what we're talking about. I just wanted to make sure that I offered it as an energetic gift to all of us in this moment. So, this is from dailyword.com. You can find this there. Following the example of Jesus, I move through life's trials with strength and assurance. I need not fear the darkness, for my full faith is in God. I gather my strength and prepare for the resurrection of hope, light, and life. Jesus rose from the tomb of darkness, and I will rise up as well. Sweeter is the sunrise following the darkest night. More magnificent is the view after climbing the highest mountain. Greater is the victory when I've tasted near defeat. Most joyous is resurrection from the depths of loss. I will roll away the stone of sorrow and open my heart to hope. Today, I share the good news. The power of Christ's love within is greater than this world. Rise up and live again. I love that. I love it. So before I get started, I'm just going to check in and see. Dream Master, hello. And Golden 4861, welcome, welcome, beautiful people. So wonderful seeing all of you. You know, I love it when my family joins me in the chat room. Before I get started, Life Coach today. Oh, really? It sounds like there's somebody in the house. Melissa from Maine, who would like a general reading. And her birthday's coming up. I think I want to play with Melissa from Maine. Yes, yes, I'm pulling out my cards. That feels right. So Melissa from Maine, how are you doing tonight?
I am awesome, and I am so glad to be here with you. Thank you.
Wow. It's my pleasure, Melissa. So you want a general reading, and your birthday is coming up.
It is.
Let's find out when your birthday is.
My birthday is my original birthday, 4666. And I said to Ade, I feel so embarrassed about that sometimes.
Wait a minute. You see your original birthday?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Oh, what's up for me?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have fun. Okay, so let
all
me make sure.
Sixes.
Hey, don't be embarrassed by that. When you equal that up, it equals 18. 18
is the moon.
Yeah, my foot. You know 18 is the moon. That's the goddess. Mix up the illusions. Don't let them do that to you with that 666. That's a game that we play when we get scared. You add the 18, you get a 9. There's the hermit. That's a very wise soul who's going to show us the path. But I want to make sure I've got April 6th is your birthday, though? 4-6?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play a game real quick.
Okay.
4-6. It's beautiful. Let's see what you're walking into before I pull a card for you to see
good
what the
stuff.
Dance is like.
It's going to be good.
Good for you. I love it. 5, 6, 7. Oh, you're moving into a 7 year, Melissa.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. What I did was I added 4-6 in 2013 that gave me the energy that you're going to be walking with, your lesson number for the whole year. 7 is chariot. You're right. Good stuff. It's victory. You know, and 7 is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer, which is the mother sign. Okay. We already just played around how the moon is already around you with that 6-6-18. And, I mean, it's just powerful. Now, 4-6, that's still Aries, right? Fire. So you've got that fire energy of Aries to get us the Emperor. That's how I see Aries. I see Aries, the Emperor. You've got that balance, fiery, on fire connection with number 7, mystical power. 7 is such a powerful number. The 7th letter of the alphabet is G, and words like guardian and goddess and God and guide. You see how all those words lead to divine pieces?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. You know?
Absolutely.
I think that is a universal call, Melissa, that you are off
the
chain. Okay. So what we're going to do is say, hello, universe. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate you. Well, we've got a show
to do.
Okay.
I do. So honestly, I really do.
Say that again now?
I do. I hear it all the time.
Really? You hear what all the time? The universal call?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Wow, Melissa. Okay. Well, thank you for that interruption. You had to love it. When the universe calls and wants to ring through, we're just going to receive it as a divine message that your ancestors are celebrating with us right now. That's how I see it.
I agree.
Also heard that from Sabafu Sume, if I'm saying her name right, that when you're in the middle of talking and you sneeze, that's the ancestors also being in alignment and agreement with you.
Really?
So.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I can't
even sneeze today. It's funny you mentioned that. I did. I had, like, sneezing fits.
Yeah, sneezing fits?
Yeah.
I'll say thank you and ha-choo. ancestors are trying to get to you. So you're moving into number 7, mystical power for your birthday. Congratulations. Hmm. I'm going to, it's also the Chariot in tarot. And you're just, you know, it's 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune. It's watery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some deepness, depth, inner searching to wake up to your divine gifts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. That's just your birthday. Now let's pull a card for you, okay? I'm going to the Mother Peace Tarot cards. They're circular, Melissa. And they feature predominantly women from different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mother Peace. So the messages are gentle, but I find very accurate. I've been reading these cards since I was 21 years old, and I'm 42 now.
Mm.
Okay. So. We're going to pull another one. Funny. Okay. You got the Wheel of Fortune upside down. The Wheel of Fortune upside down. Okay. Now, the Wheel of Fortune is number 10. You add it together, you get a 1. But here's what I want you to remember about the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune reminds us that we all are going to go through ups and downs in our life. We all are, you know, I mean, we're all going to experience tribulation. And whether we're on the top of that wheel and going, wee, we're at the party is time of our life, we're having a great time, or whether we're feeling like we're being flattened by the wheel, all of us will take our turn on the wheel that way. The most important message for the Wheel of the Fortune is to remember to go to the center. The center of the wheel, to find the middle way, your heart, to connect with, regardless of if the wheel is up or down, Melissa will be just fine. None of us avoids the Wheel of Fortune.
True.
Life happens. Okay?
True.
So you getting the Wheel of Fortune is like, okay, yeah, like everybody got the Wheel of Fortune.
No,
but I think
I get what you're saying.
Oh, really good. Is it resonating?
I do. Yeah.
And because it came up like that, what I decided to do was to pull another card for you. And I got a yummy, yummy, yummy 2 of Cups for you, young lady.
Ooh.
And, the 2 of Cups is another version of the Lover's card, family, for all those people listening. And, you know, we're all going to join Melissa in this moment right now because, oh, wow. We're all going to join Melissa in this moment right now because she's just such a big blessing with her number 7 mystical power. Truly going to be a spiritual teacher at some point. I'm calling it. So, I'm going to take a breath. Ooh, all right, Miss Laura. Yes, I'm calling it. Okay, so this 2 of Cups features an interracial mermaid couple. It's the cutest thing you ever wanted to see. They are joined together by love, companionship. There are two dolphins kissing in the background. Okay? It's to the left, which means that you have access to this, but you're probably not even thinking about it like that. Now,
no,
I
do. I get it.
Oh,
I get it.
Go ahead, Melissa. Okay, great. So receive it. Receive it. And guess what we're going to do? We are going to make this verse to say, yes, she receives the cups, the love, the connection with her emotions. Now, remember, I said that 7 that you're walking into is already connected to water. It's ruled by Neptune. And here we've got mermaids and dolphins kissing in the background. Water is going to be the connection for you to flow with it, and don't be trying to control your emotions. Go with the flow, Melissa, for me. With the flow. Now, have I
gotta work on
answered
that.
Your Have I answered your question? Is there anything else that you need?
No.
Anything
that's
clarification?
Perfect.
Oh, wow, really?
Perfect.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you
so much, Melissa. And feel free to call back anytime. Let me know how you're doing. I'm really curious about how your 7 year is going to unfold, okay?
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
Listen to you. Okay, everybody, I want you to take a deep breath. You know, Melissa has been affirming this whole call how her year is going to be great, regardless of if she knew her number or not. She's talking about it's going to be awesome. You are the beautiful example of how to say yes to life.
It
and
is.
I'm so
it's
serious.
It's going to be great. It's going to be
please
great.
Please call back and share some more of this energy with us,
I will.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Melissa. Thank
love you.
You. Oh,
bye.
God. I love you, too. You know, it is so beautiful to connect. You know, family, you know, when you really connect with people and that love, you know, you don't have, I've never seen her, but I feel her. Melissa walked in here right now. I give her the biggest old hug. So, Life Coach today, I'm not sure if you want to go on a break yet, but... Family, what you hear, I'm not going to front, i.e. I'm from D.C., I'm not going to front. What you hear are tears of joy and me being so overwhelmed with the love that I'm feeling and experiencing, and I love reading. So I think before I just go on a break, I think I want to give a number gift. Oh, and then I got another call from Heart Quarters. Okay. I'm on a roll. I'll take the next caller. I think that's Annette. Let me just check and make sure I'm right. Hey, Miss Annette, how are you doing tonight?
I am good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for calling the Celestial Show.
Thank
how
you.
How may I be of assistance tonight?
I would love a general reading.
Would you? I'm curious about your voice. Something about your voice. I don't know, Annette. From Boston, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. What's your birthday? Do you mind giving me your birthday? You don't have to give me your year.
Sure. It's April 2nd, 1960. I'll give you my year. I'm proud of it.
1964. April 2nd. Look at all these Aries calling. You guys, you know what? You all must know that this is your time. Do you know that?
Yes.
Annette? Yeah,
yes.
The sun came back just because of y'all. Oh, you think I'm playing? Oh, I'm so serious. I love Aries. They're my favorite. Well, I love all the signs, family. Everybody calm down. I love all the signs, but I play very well with fire. So I want to find out what your, give you a number gift tonight.
Okay.
So what I'm doing is I'm adding up 4 plus 2 plus 2013 to see what is Annette walking with? Ooh. Girl, you are number 3 this year.
Uh-oh.
That's the Empress. No, that's abundance.
Ooh.
That's the goddess coming down on the earth.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing because if you think about it, right, on the third day, Jesus rose, right? Number 3
yes.
is really powerful. 3 is the Trinity. 3 is creativity. It's also the Word. You got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Wow.
And then you've got the triple maiden. You got the maiden, the goddess. You got the maiden, the mother, the crone. Oh, 3 is very powerful. You are going to be picking lots of flowers this year if you can remember to say yes to yourself.
Amen. Amen.
All right? And I haven't even pulled a card for you. Look at this. Powerful 3. I love 3. The third letter of the alphabet is C in that. So think about words like that start with C that are fun. I'm going to be vain and go celestial, charm, charisma.
Mm-hmm.
You see how sweet number 3 is with the C?
Yes, yes.
There's lots of beauty there, and that's going to be your gift this year.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to the mother teeth, which are circular, which begins with the C. All right, let me stop. I have weird triggers. Okay. So, oh, thank you for laughing with me and not at me. But no, 4/2/2013 is your year, honey. You are going
yes.
to be just fine. And I want you to call me back and let me know how it's going for you.
Oh, I sure will. I sure
talk
will.
About this number 3. I'm going to pull 3 cards for you for your number 3 year.
Yay.
Let's see what story we can tell her. Oh, my goodness. How beautiful is this? Yes, yes, yes. I have a 7 of discs. It's a very pregnant woman waiting to give birth. This time is really tough, okay? It's really tough. I mean, she's at the last stage. She's getting ready to pop. But there's nothing for her to do but to wait for the culmination, to wait for the birthing. You rush it at this point. Whatever you're trying to give birth to is going to get hurt, and you're going to get hurt. So I don't know. I'm not sure what else you have moving in your life, but I would say that this is not the time for you to rush it. Okay? Then I move into the crone, number 9, crone. And she's upside down. And the crone sits, is in the, it's like the hermit card. But this is someone who is at the crossroads, but she, when it's reversed, she doesn't know where she's going.
Yes.
Going within, like, see, and here's this thing, right? We've got the pregnant woman who's still, she can't move right now. You're getting yet another invitation to get still within yourself.
Yes.
To discern that message that's coming to you. This crone has come off of a mountainous range. And when mountains show up in tarot, it's about challenges and hard times.
Yes.
Okay? She's made her way through that. Now it's like, which way do I go? There's a laughing goddess here, a statue that's laughing at her going, my sister, all paths are good. You will not mess up. I promise. Just chill out. And follow your heart. And then, my dear sister, I have the 6 of cups. I'm not making this up. If you look this up in Mother Peace Tarot, the 6 of cups will tell you in the book. I've been reading this since I was 21. But I'm going to tell you how they describe this card. Orgasmic joy.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So,
I have to tell you.
Please tell me. I'm going to stop. Go.
That I would say probably for the past 7 years, things have been really, really tough. Very tough. And I feel that probably for the last couple of months, maybe 3 or 4 months, maybe a little bit longer than that, but I've been feeling it a lot stronger within the last 2 months, that I am ready to burst. Just really to, I'm just ready to step out into life, because I feel like I've been in this incubation type of mode, just like shedding of the old, getting rid of all this old stuff. But I didn't feel that it was time for me to get back, to really step back into life again. And I feel like I've just been at the edge and saying, okay, when is it time? When is it time? When is it time? And I've been in this place of being patient.
Wow.
Of really being patient and hearing, what is it that you want? Where do you want to go? And that's, again, that's where I'm at. Okay, now that I've gone through all this, what is it that I want to do? Who do I want to be? Because I know that once I put the energy in it, it is all going to fall into place. So I feel like I have to be careful and very conscious of my energy and where I choose to put my energy.
I hear you. But trusting your heart on your path of being patient is the way to go. Yeah. I cannot wait to hear about the rest of your journey. It is going to be off the chain, Annette. I mean, I can feel it. I mean, it's just so amazing. You're going to have to trust yourself more, though.
You're
going to have to trust yourself more. I had a question bubble up for me that I was going to ask you. Here it is. Annette, do you meditate?
Many years ago I did. Now my meditation is more of a walking, being out in nature type of meditation.
That's meditating.
So it's not like sitting down and closing my eyes. I like being out in nature and just listening.
That is great. Some of us need to get up off our butts and get out the house and get outside and walk in nature. So don't you apologize for that. Make sure you're doing lots of that, okay? Whatever it is that helps you listen to spirit, you do that, okay? Okay. You are fire. So absolutely, when you put your intention behind something, it's going to be magical. No doubt about it, sister. No doubt about it. You're such a gift to us in that. You're a gift to yourself. I look forward to seeing what that joy is going to be like. You can already claim it right now while you wait.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Write out what you want.
Okay.
Someone, actually, I'm going to pick on him now. Life Coach Today, and then we're going to take a break after this family. Life Coach Today got me to do an exercise where I had to do a creative visualization, and I wrote my life out. Almost like, I wrote it like from a year ago. Like, I can't believe that I get to wake up every day and do this and do that. I'm feeling really strongly that you might want to write out the story of what you want and have some fun with it. Don't worry about, don't worry about, I can't do this or I can't do that. I mean, free form, write, just let your heart write. What you most want to see. And act like on that piece of paper you got more than $1 million and all the possibilities to make it happen. You'd be very surprised what kind of movement you'll see.
Wow.
Wait and tell you to do something I haven't done myself and have already seen movement. All right, Miss Annette?
Wow. Now, let me ask you, asked about meditation.
Sure.
Are you suggesting that I should meditate more or?
I think it's always good to listen, but you have a form of practice that works for you. If that's working for you, because you already know to be still, you already know that you feel like you're in your incubation period, you don't feel busy to me.
No, because I haven't I haven't been busy. I've been looking for work for over a year and a half, and nothing has been coming through. And I've been waiting patiently, but I've been putting the prayers out there. Yes, I have, and actually, I got an interview last Friday.
All right.
You know, which I guess I'm in a place where I really want the best for me, and I don't want to jump into anything that's not going to be in my best and highest good.
And wouldn't it be interesting if you start getting more offers and your decision in the crossroads is like, which job do I get?
Exactly.
Well,
I feel like I'm at that
space.
Yes. I'm in that place right now, and it's like, okay, what if they offer me the position? And something else comes along.
We're going to stay open. We are going to stay open.
Yes.
So play with the creative visualization, my friend.
Okay.
Take care of you. Keep walking and keep in touch with us. We want to know how you're doing, okay?
Oh, I most certainly will.
Okay.
Blessings to you. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day.
Thank you. Same to you. Take care.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Annette. All right. That was wonderful. Annette out of Boston. That was fun. All right, family. Get some water. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back with number gift.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet-to-be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask LifeCoachToday.com. That's A-S-K at LifeCoachToday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. I've been playing around in the chat room, and I know what all of you have been up to. So, Golden, this is, sure, you can have a reading for April. Time is getting tight, though. We have to find out from Life Coach today if we can get you in. But absolutely, and Dream Master, thank you for letting me know you could feel what was flowing. You're just so, you know, you're just so affirming, and you just keep us all, you know, I don't know, what do we call you, the cosmic cheerleader? You're always cheering us on. I do appreciate you. And what do you mean I'm just a Virgo? Who is just a Virgo? Virgo is a very powerful sign, and not only that, it's connected to the Hermit, which made an appearance today. We need the Hermit to be the way shower. I'm just a Virgo. I don't think so. and I think I got another sign here that I wanted to play with. So yes, Virgo is astrologically connected to the sign, to the tarot card Hermit, the Dream Master. I'm sure you probably already know that. They don't know much about pets' birthdays, but I'm pretty sure your pets love you so much they're not going to trip about it. So I just want to, you know, thank you guys for what you've been saying in the chat room. It's wonderful. And to all of you on the phone line. And if you're listening on the archives, okay, maybe I did forget about you a little bit at the beginning, but please know that I appreciate you. And any time that you listen is the right time. And that will be whatever time you decide to tune in to the Celestial Show. So I'll throw out the number again, 347-426-3346. And I promised you guys a number gift. The energy of the day is 4. And if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, 4 would be your lesson number for the whole year. Now, 4 in numerology is often said to be the number of the worker bees. And it's often said that it's, you know, about being orderly and organized. These are the folks you want to go to get it done. But there are some other things about 4 that are very magical that I would like to also introduce, because, you know, I get tired of people saying that 4s are the squares. Being that I was born May 4th, I'm offended by that. I'm no square. But 4 shows up as the Emperor in tarot cards, and it is viewed as the boss of tarot, the great architect, or the father figure. And the sign that is astrologically associated to the Emperor is the sign of Aries. Now, here's where we go from kind of like a masculine focus to a more feminine focus, which is why I love 4 so much. It brings in such an amazing balance. Our fourth chakra is our heart chakra. When it is balanced, we can love deeply, feel compassion, and have a deep sense of peace and centeredness. The fourth letter of the alphabet is D, and words like determine, direct, and divinity also connect us to the magical qualities of the number 4. And the fourth animal in the medicine cards is the deer. And I want to give you a little bit of that, because it's when we are able to court our inner lover and we're able to give birth to our divine identity, it's, for me, that is connecting to deer magic. And I want to, there's a chant for it that I've always loved. Dear, so gentle and loving you are. the flower of kindness and embrace from afar. Now love is the strongest force, and we're all clear, but the look of love is truly the power of the deer. And one of my favorite stories about this number four deer is that there was a monster that was blocking the path of Sacred Mountain, and the deer was the only one who could look at this monster. She didn't fight it. She didn't scream at it. She just looked at this monster with these big eyes of love and compassion. The monster couldn't handle it, and he shriveled up into a nut. And to this day, the deer is said to be the representative of humans, humanity, for reminding all of us how we need to treat each other and how we can stand up to our issues. Love is the strongest force. You can love the pain away. You can love the hurt away. And oftentimes when numbers are given out, the number four deer isn't mentioned. But when you blend that number four deer with the emperor, that fiery energy, that Aries energy, and remember that the fourth chakra is our heart chakra, then can you see how there's a balance and a dance of the sacred masculine and feminine? I call it compassionate power. Because when you're able to look with the eyes of love onto someone else, including yourself, you're in a position to use your power with more humanity or more humanely. You know, you're not trying, it's not about competition, it's not about fighting, it's about finding the path to love, and the deer opens us up to that. And that's why I love the number four so much, because there's so many ways that you can play in that area. So we don't have to choose sides today. The deer teaches us to use the power of gentleness to touch the hearts and minds of wounded beings who are trying to keep us energetically from Sacred Mountain. You know, and it's also important that sometimes the monster may not be outside of you. The monster might very well be you and how you're treating yourself. So yeah, let's not choose sides today, family. But let's use our energy to see our challenges, our hurts and disappointments through the eyes of love. We'll remove all blocks on the path by first starting with our own barriers to awakening our hearts. When we remove those barriers, we will give birth to our divine identity. That's divinity in action right there. And I'm loving how this is unfolding. Because we are not free to pass until we love the monster within all of us united in spirit. So make a decision to walk in a good way and follow the path of deer by choosing love. And that is our number story for tonight with number four. I'm trying to think. I mean, we do have Easter as well energetically. And that's the point about rising up. Rising up into your true self, your true nature. And we're welcoming the sun back. And we're getting a message from Heart Quarters. Yes. Yes, that would be great. So, family, I really want to thank you for being with me tonight. I've enjoyed Melissa and Annette doing their readings, touched me as much as it touched them. And I want to thank all of you in the chat room and on the phone lines. I can't do it without you. I also have a gift from Agape Choir. I had a revelation that I wanted to be the best me that I could be and that I wanted to love unconditionally. I understand that it's important to be so selfish that I could be so full, that I could give from the overflow. And I'm pretty sure the conversation about courting your inner lover and giving birth to your divine identity, this is just the beginning. But let's end the night right now with agapelive.com, Agape Choir. I had a revelation. Don't forget to check us out on the Life Conversations Radio Network. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Good night, family. Happy Easter.
Living. has been my one desire. God is my everything. God's everything to me. Yeah. Living in the Spirit has set my soul free.
Yeah.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.